The definition of terrorism is violence or the threat of violence to get a population to do what you want. And so that's a whole nother story. Trump gearing up, and it's going to happen. You heard it here. I've been told 100%. They're getting ready to declare Antifa as a terrorist organization and other Soros attack arms. And they are. And if you've dealt with these people and you've seen what they do, they are directed. They are saying we want to hurt people and kill people to scare them. That is our mission. And that is the definition of a terrorist organization. And it's all merged with the trans militias. They call them that. They're terrorist organizations. They're not well regulated under the Constitution. And they know exactly what they're doing. So this is their system. And if you want to shut it down, troops are a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. You need to prosecute Soros, his son, his NGOs. And as soon as they indict these sacks of filth, the entire house of cards will fall because the cockroaches and their minions believe they're invincible and believe they're never going to get in trouble for all the things they've done. They believe they are above the law. They believe there'll never be repercussions. They're not afraid of consequences. It's not up to us, the general citizens, to go find an Antifa meeting and kill them. Don't do it. It's not up to us to go to Soros' house and come after him, even though he's a terrorist directing attacks on it. It is up to us to get our government in, our law enforcement, our grand juries with the proof, and then go investigate and indict and arrest and haul them in, and the whole house of cards will fall. I mean, we have the internal documents of Alexander Soros a decade ago running Antifa attacks to try to bring down cities and death and destruction. Showed them again yesterday. So imagine if populists or conservatives were doing anything, one-tenth of this, we'd all be in jail, okay? So it has to be done, and they have been testing everything to see what they can get away with, and that's really great news. So they brought us into this chaos. Now we have to bring the order in constitutionally, or we'll lose the whole country. They believe during this crisis they'll be able to build Trump as a dictator and all of us as fascists, and that somehow the public will side with them. The news flash to Soros and Hollywood and all you scum. The public ain't siding with you. I am pleased to inform our many USA patriots that I am designating Antifa a sick, dangerous, radical leftist disaster as a major terrorist organization. I will also be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Thank you for your attention to this matter. That's yesterday. Last night. And I've been telling you, it's coming. It is a terrorist organization. They are the scum of the earth. And this trans thing is the tip of the spear in it. I would suggest the command and controllers and the administrators of all these terror groups that are terror groups are about to be designated as such, I would suggest you go in and you see Ed Martin right now. I would go into his task force. They got thousands of people now. And I would suggest you get in there real fast and you stop this kicking off, and then you won't go to prison. And then you get a nice little pat on the back because you're not a devil-worshipping scumbag anymore, or you're not supporting it. I mean, folks know I don't bluff. And it is clear cut. You are beaten. It is useless to resist unless you want to feed us all into a wood chipper. And you're going in first. And that's not a threat. I'm saying you are feeding society into a tornado of destruction, into a hurricane of annihilation. You haven't studied warfare. You haven't studied civilization. You don't understand how precarious things are. You don't understand that 90% of people are not self-sufficient. 50% were self-sufficient and took care of others and barely in the Great Depression, and at least 7 million starved to death. Do you have any idea, with less than 10% of people being self-sufficient, what happens if things collapse? Do you have any idea the hellish tightrope we're walking, you dumb pieces of fucking shit, that actually want a total collapse and Cloward and Piven and all of this? You are...
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
All right, welcome to InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sordor, and typically I don't like the story to be about myself. As a journalist, I go out and find stories. I don't create them, except for, I guess, this week in Portland. One of the biggest stories this week was, of course, me being arrested by Portland police. People that I'm usually a very pro-police sort of person. The Portland police are a totally different story, and that's actually one of the reasons I was out here to begin with, is because the Portland police pretty much just ceded the entire city of Portland to Antifa thugs, which is wild considering this is a major American city. It's very, very beautiful out here, but it's a totally different territory than something like Chicago or New York. As you guys saw, I guess, they eventually got a little bit upset with me and hauled me off to jail. For what? They say it was disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct, like the, setting fires in the street and screaming into megaphones at 3 o'clock in the morning is not disorderly, according to the Portland police, but being a conservative reporter is definitely disorderly in their book. That is a threat to the order that they have in their city, which they want to be a left-wing hellhole. That's how they chalked it up as disorderly. But I want to play part of this clip here that actually shows what happened prior to me being taken into custody. This clip happened this was the only activity that really occurred before the arrest. Segment 2, clip 1, guys, just I'll cut it off.
You can see this,
I can't say it anywhere else. This is a radical leftist tranny that is pushing me as I'm trying to walk down the sidewalk to my car. Blocking my path, you see the other one start surrounding me. This one takes a swing at me. I swing back, miss, and then I get pushed into the recessed flower bed here. At no point did I hit anybody as much as I would have liked to in that situation. It clearly was not the aggressor, but I end up the one in handcuffs, of course, because this is Portland, Oregon, a city that needs to be taken back by President Trump. They have gotten significantly more, the feds anyway, have gotten significantly more aggressive this week following my arrest. I got out of jail. You can hear my voice is pretty raspy because, lots of tear gas deployed, lots of crowd control munitions deployed, so I have a little bit of trouble talking right now. But Harmeet Dhillon was ordered by Pam Bondi to open up an investigation into the Portland Police Department. And Harmeet Dhillon's already been making the rounds talking about it. I've spoken to Harmeet personally multiple times about the investigation. So, and she went on TV, I believe she went on Newsmax to sort of discuss it in a little bit more detail. That's clip two, guys.
You just announced the official civil rights investigation into the Portland Police Bureau. What can you tell us about your investigation thus far?
Well, thank you for having me today. And this is indeed the type of rapid response that Americans have gotten used to from our Department of Justice under Pam Bondi. She called me this morning about this. I'd already been following the case. And within a couple of hours, we'd opened up our investigation. So here's the background. Portland Police Department has absolutely failed to protect the people of Portland going back well over a decade. They've been in the crosshairs of the United States Department of Justice dating back to 2010. A federal consent decree was actually issued against Portland's Police Department in 2012. They tried to delay it up by a couple of years, but it went into effect 11 years ago in 2014. Since that time, as we've all seen on the television, there have been numerous riots with Antifa over the last 5 years. And while Portland was temporarily sort of in the about to get out of the consent decree phase, because of its failure to properly arrest people, document what was happening on the streets, keep people safe, they haven't gotten out from under the consent decree. So what we're doing today is actually under the purview of an existing federal consent decree over bad police practices. And we issued a very detailed letter this morning demanding to know why a journalist was arrested, why a second journalist, a Katie Davenport, who was viciously assaulted earlier this week, where the police had the assailants temporarily in custody and let them go and did nothing about it. Why does it seem like the Portland police are actually working for Antifa as opposed to the people of Portland?
Yeah, and so I want to jump into Katie Davenport as well. We'll get back to the circumstances surrounding my arrest as well. But Harmeet Dhillon, part of her investigation into the Portland police goes back to Katie Davenport, which is a post-millennial reporter that was beat with a flagpole earlier this week that gave her a huge swollen black eye. And just in case you guys haven't seen it, I want to play that clip too. It's a segment two, clip three. Damn it, we'll jump into clip four here. So this is what happened to the assailant. That was very clear. They knew exactly who it was in this video, the assailant. And this is how Portland police handled it. Clip four, guys.
That one.
Do not touch me.
Her.
Do not touch me. I am. No, I'm not.
I just said that you are.
I'm underage.
No, do not touch her.
Do not touch me. I am underage.
I mean, just incredible. It's really hard to believe how inept some of the cops are inept. Some of them are just taking orders or whatever. But what you just saw here was a Portland police officer detain one of the Antifa rioters, the one that beat Katie Davenport with a pole. And then she said, no, I'm not detained. And then just walked away. And the Portland cop did nothing about it. Nothing. They still haven't been arrested. They were escorted to a local Antifa safe house where they were able to get off scot-free on everything. So this goes much further, just beyond myself. How many other people have, especially conservatives, have suffered at the hands of the Portland Police Department but don't have a voice, don't have a platform to get that out? That's one of the biggest things that I'm concerned about, and that's one of the things that the DOJ is going to be looking into. So Portland may be looking at an inflection point here. I've spoken with many of residents who are super excited about the fact that the DOJ is coming in and that this has caused a much, much greater federal response. And I'll talk about that on the other side of the upcoming break here after I get a little bit of water. But I'm telling you that the residence is a nearby apartment complex that has been suing the city for not enforcing the noise ordinance outside because they can't sleep at night because of all the megaphones and the screaming and everything coming from these rioters that are in the street. You know, this issue goes a lot deeper than just what we've seen over the past week. And, yeah, we'll get into that here right after the break. Stay tuned, InfoWars Sunday Briefing. Be right back.
Yeah, the last stand super sale. InfoWars could be shut down as soon as next week. Today or tomorrow, actually. Or even today. That's why we are launching this last stand super sale to fund the next operation and keep us in the fight in the information war. Buy any supplement at theyellowstonestore.com that's still funding InfoWars and get another bottle free while supplies last. That's a huge, biggest sell we can do. Plus, get 20% off store-wide. Woo! We've never done a sale. Actually, I'm reading this now. I've been so busy. I didn't look at the sale. This is the biggest sale ever. We've never done a sale this big, but we need your support now more than ever. Plus, some of this stuff's a lost leader. We know when you try the Ultimate Ethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Ultimate Life Force, the Bovine Colostrum, we got the best. If we have 80%+ reorder rates on this stuff, nobody's got that, folks. Just try it. You're supporting the broadcast, and then you're going to love it. You're going to be hooked. It's why the drug dealers hand out Oxycontin to kids on the school ground because they want to get them addicted. Well, that's poison. This is good. I just am telling you, will you please stick your toe in? The water's warm. This sale could at any moment, so go now to thealexjonesstore.com, which I don't own, which Bigley owns, and so they're funding InfoWars and the new backup network, everything, so they can't shut that down. Thealexjonesstore.com. And take advantage of this amazing sale while ensuring we will never be taken off the air, even if they shut down this operation. InfoWars is just a name, but the InfoWar goes on. Remember, you are the InfoWar. Plus, download. Now, here's the big announcement. Bigley, again, owns the Alex Jones Network, all of it, and they launched this incredible app that shot up into the top of the charts in hours after being launched. I haven't looked since last night, but, you know, used to we had the number one app, remember, until they banned it. Number one in news. You think they like that? Well, we're back, sweethearts. And, and you'll ban this app. Watch what happens. You'll get a nice little Justice Department investigation. You're in a different wheelhouse now. You go to alexjonesapp.com. A-L-E-X-J-O-N-E-S app.com. Boy, the sound of that name. Alex Jones. The Satanists don't like it. It's like high noon to vampires. App users get special sales, promos, and discounts every day. As well, but listen to the show for free, video, audio, all of it at the URL that the globalists and the pedos and the Satanists hate, alexjonesapp.com. Be sure to get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. When you support us, when you go to the alexjonesstore.com, you aren't just funding this information that's key to the world. You're keeping us in the fight, and the enemy cannot stand it.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
War Sunday Briefing. Now, we've been digging into the Portland Police Department here a little bit. And I wanted to give you just sort of another idea of how things here are going with the Portland Police Department and just how, you know, in reality, how ballless these people are. And I hate to say that about police officers, but that's just how it is out here. I mean, personally, if I was being ordered to do the things that they are, I would quit. But that's just because I love my country. Anyway, I want to go into this from yesterday. They basically just handed over control of the roads in Portland to Antifa, gave them relegated traffic duties even to Trantifa folks, and allowed them to block businesses and actually had the manager of the spaghetti factory coming out and complaining because there's only one road into his restaurant and these clowns closed it. But in Portland, police did nothing about it. I want to roll clip two there, just kind of set the scene here a little bit. There we go. Trantifa telling people to turn around while Portland police just watch. Keep in mind, guys, this has been going on for 100 days now.
We're out there right now.
100 days now. This is not a permitted protest or anything. This is the manager of the spaghetti factory coming in and telling them, like,
so they
you gotta let them.
Right, and this is the only way to get in there. Okay, let me go tell them if people are trying, when they're talking to them, hey, if they're trying to go to the spaghetti factory, let them through. We're okay with left-hand turn. Problem is, we don't know.
Well, I understand there's no permit. That's sort of the problem, I guess. But I don't know why they're allowed to control traffic as to who goes which direction.
Well, it's their event, so there's better people from traffic into people.
Every 100 days. Okay, but they're... Okay, all right. I guess we'll find out here.
I understand where you're coming from. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, you guys are the police.
Correct, but we have a different task to do. So we can only do so much with 4 people.
But 10 other cops that just went by. Yeah,
different group.
They got arrested.
Real quick, you guys. So the spaghetti factory, this is currently their only way for customers to get in. So when you guys are talking to people, if they're wanting to go that way, can you just... You're going to spaghetti factory.
So, you know, guys, I mean, I don't know how else to put it, but at a minimum, these guys have been cucked by Antifa. The Portland police has been cucked by Antifa. I mean, they treat them with kid gloves, don't allow, you know, everyday citizens to go about their lives without these Antifa people somehow having a say in how they go about their daily lives. It's really wild. It's crazy. And that's because they're scared. They're scared of these Antifa thugs. So they, you know, they just pretty much let them do whatever they want to. That's why they assault journalists and officers and vandalize property constantly. I mean, the whole place around there looks like a third world hellhole at this point with the Antifa thugs being able to get away with absolutely anything. But I want to roll just quickly into this clip here that some people believe that this is actually what I was arrested for. And Portland police, just for whatever reason, don't want to admit it. I'll let you watch it and be the judge. We'll find out. We'll find out. I've got attorneys on the case and everything. Segment 2, clip 5, guys.
We got a Trump supporter right here.
Oh, he's putting it on the ground and he's making it worse. Now he's standing on it. Now he's standing on it. He's not supposed to stand on it. Oh, now he thinks he's saving it.
Saving the American flag from being burned in the street by these goons. I mean, just in general, I mean, putting out a fire that is being set by a bunch of, you know, wannabe militants, I think would be the proper response anyway, let alone a flag. So, I mean, I saw it, I walked up, I got, ticked that about what I was seeing. So I ripped the flag out of his hand and put the fire out. and then took the, like, I took the flag back with me. I still have the flag. It's still in my car. And this pissed off the, this anti-American crowd, and probably pissed off the anti-American police department that's there as well. This is really the only thing that I can even fathom that they would be able to try to get me on, is pulling the burning flag out of somebody's hand. That's the extent of real physical contact that I initiated with anybody at all. And if that's what they want to go after me for, bring it on. Seriously, bring it on. They're going to really show their ass on this one. And it's not going to be pretty, even in, pretty liberal Portland. I'd say most, unless you're a radical leftist, you typically don't agree with people setting fires in the streets. So, but what we were promised by Kristi Noem, Secretary Kristi Noem, following this arrest, she promised to surge federal resources into the area immediately. And that she freaking did. Segment 3, clip 1. Blackhawks in the sky, snipers on the rooftop. The feds made more arrests yesterday than I think I have seen, you know, this whole week. They actually brought in more agents. They about doubled their agent count last night and were able to clear the streets all the way. I mean, literally probably, 2 blocks in each direction. They were able to clear these goons out to last night, which was an incredible scene. That's actually why I'm struggling to speak now, is because of all the tear gas and everything that I inhaled during that pushback. I mean, which is fine. I'm willing to take that. I'm not complaining about that. But we'll get more into this right after the break. InfoWars Sunday Briefing. We'll be right back.
Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones app. Go to alexjonesapp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X, and is racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow for the censors. That is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us in 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free. Right there, alexjonesapp.com.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I didn't know he was taking our ultramethylene blue, so I said, oh, with all our guests, we asked him to take it, and you just gave me your brief testimony, so I would look, because I mean, this isn't BS. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. takes it. It's good for your cells. If you're on SSRIs, you can't take it. It's very serious. We have the strongest, and it funds this operation. You want to get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Medical grade, USP grade, the best. Ultramethylene blue. So you started giving me your testimony saying you love it. I said, hold on. I don't want to know. I want you to tell people on air, William. So when did you get it? What was the effect?
So I've been a health nut, people call me, all my life.
Well, you look super young for your age. So.
And so I thank God that I've been healthy. And when I take most supplements, a lot of people say, oh, you'll feel, you know, this big surge. And normally I don't. I just think, okay, I'm doing something right for my body and for my brain. And with methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy. It helps me I keep a lot of late hours. I'm talking to people over in Europe or over in other continents. And so my biorhythms get all messed up. And so it really helps me with my sleep. And
well, be honest, though, because you're saying your doctors, others told you to do it, just like mine did 6 years ago. I got it, USP. Didn't really have the effect. My wife liked it, so she's been on it. We tried different brands. This one, I'm not trying to differentiate. It's just true. It's been way stronger for me. If you do have other brands you took that are as good or better, I want to know, because if there's something better, we'll go with them.
I haven't found anything better.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app because it's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us because you never know when that front door will be locked. So we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
Truth they don't want you to see. You're watching InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
All right, so I've been really appreciative of the outpouring of support that I've gotten from so many different people, so many walks of life, and I'm glad that this is, I guess, metaphorically speaking, has lit a fire, unlike the people in the street that are literally setting fire. And so I got a text message from President Trump, actually, yesterday, or the day that I was that I got out of jail, after I was on Laura Ingraham's show. He apparently really liked the segment. He said, "Nick, I saw you on television. Great job. We're behind you 100%. Let us know if there's anything we can do. President DJT." And, I said, surge the troops. That's what we need out here. That's one of the many things that we need out here. But I mean, we also need the elections fixed out here to stop this crap from happening. But, we're going to roll that segment that President Trump liked so much that he wanted to shoot a text to me afterward. You guys have that queued up.
Nick, tell us what happened exactly.
Man, it's crazy. The entire day has been crazy. I mean, it's still the same day as yesterday for me because I've been up all night because I was stuffed in a jail. And the jail here in Portland, weirdly empty because they don't actually arrest criminals around here. Just people like me that, you know, report on what's actually going on the ground out here. I am next to the ICE facility. I'm on federal property right now, and Portland police won't dare step foot on federal property, as we know. But, you know, Joey, we know that these Antifa thugs hate to be filmed in general. They hate it even more when you film them while they're screaming and crying because they were just maced, because they effed around and found out by pushing federal agents. You know, they're not as tough as they want you to believe that they are. And so, you know, the last thing they want is for you to, for somebody like me to film them while they're crying, with mace in their eyes. So, unfortunately for them, I have a First Amendment right as an American citizen. I can film them in public on the sidewalk, and there's nothing they can do about it. So that's why they broke down. I wouldn't go away. I wouldn't stop filming them. And so they got violent and aggressive, and they started punching me. They started, they broke my camera.
Yeah.
And, somehow that's criminal on my part. Haven't figured that part out yet.
You know, Nick, a lot has been made about the fact that you were kind of reporting on the police not responding. They were burning American flags, getting, I don't know, antsy, I guess. You were just reporting on the police and kind of what you would say is being lax about it. Then all of a sudden you get arrested. Now I know there's a tussle there, and if we watch football, it's the guy that shoves last that gets the flag called on him. What is your perspective on this? Do you think that the police knew who you were, arrested you because of it, or do you think that you were just the last one kind of swinging there and that's why they grabbed you?
Well, considering the fact that that they don't arrest anybody here ever, especially, you know, down here you saw Katie Davis Court with that that black eye that she got. You know, the police followed the assailant and did nothing. They just let them go, right? Now all of a sudden they change it when I'm here, when a conservative journalist is on the ground, you know, exposing what's actually going on. Is that just a coincidence? How did that just happen all of a sudden? I mean, it's, I don't really think it is a coincidence, unfortunately, Joey, but, you know, cause I didn't have very, glowing reviews for them on Laura's show last night when I was here. And, it took them over an hour to figure out what the charge was. They arrested me. They put me in the back of the police car. We parked on the side of the road for a while. And then after about an hour, they're like, okay, yeah, we'll charge him with disorderly conduct. So, which is, if what I was doing is disorderly, what do you call people with megaphones at 3 o'clock in the morning lighting fires in the middle of the street? What is
that? Did you notice when the police got there, were the protesters, were they pointing their ire at all police, at the local police as well, or did they keep it on ice? Like, did you see any type of, I don't know if it's relationship, or did the protesters say, oh, they're on our side, let's keep it pushing towards ice, or describe some of that to us.
Yeah, so they really don't seem to have any ill will toward the Portland police, but why would they? The Portland police have been running cover for them for years now. It's like they're in the pocket of Antifa. You know, when you've got, these, you know, Bill Malugin, he was here for a few days as well, talking to these, liaisons that they have, these liaison officers that they station around here. They are, supposed to only intervene in cases of imminent death, right? So if you're getting beat in the street until you're, you know, unconscious and bleeding out, they're not going to step in. I mean, they'll tell you that if you ask them. And so the Antifa people have gotten used to it where there is no action from Portland police. So yeah, they feel like they're on the same side at this point. And especially, you know, you should have heard the cheers from the crowd when I was arrested. You know, they loved that.
Are you out there alone and unafraid? Actually, I think we got a video real quick of you pulling the American flag. If we have that, I'd like to play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's play that real quick.
We got a Trump supporter. We got a Trump supporter right here.
Oh, he's putting it on the ground and he's making it worse. And now he's standing on it. Now he's standing on it. He's not supposed to stand on it. Oh, now he's just saving it.
Okay, so it looks like one of the flying monkeys from Wizard of Oz was trying to tell you that you made it worse. Were there any other counter-protesters out there? Are you the only person there with common sense that cares about the American flag, that understands that ICE has a job to do? I mean, were you there alone and unafraid in that?
So I definitely wasn't. I wasn't there alone. There were some counter-protesters. But in terms of, you know, I mean, I'm built a little bit differently, right? I was willing to run into that and grab that flag, put that fire out, and I actually have that flag now. It's in the back of my car. I posted a photo of, actually, Bill Malugin took a photo of me with it earlier in front of the ICE facility. And I still have it. I'm going to bring it home with me. And I'll, you know, cherish it the way that it should be cherished. These people, they hate our country. They hate our flag. They hate everything that we're about. I'm telling you right now, Joey, this place doesn't feel like the United States of America anymore. It feels like a third world communist country. And that's the way that the government out here treats the citizens as well. I mean, people like me are not welcome here by the government. They literally threw me in jail. They tried, they want to intimidate us into shutting up and going away and not coming here. Because, you know, it's pretty obvious to the American people. When you show them what's actually going on here on the ground, this is like a 90-10 issue.
Well, you know,
90% of people would not support what's going on here.
I mean, I guess you got into a tussle there later on, but they didn't give much of a fight when you grabbed the flag. At least you're able to do that.
All right, and actually, on this topic a little bit, we did get a little bit of breaking news here. So last night, one of the judges out here in Oregon, one of the activists, of course, blocked President Trump from deploying the National Guard because that activist judge, of course, wants to make, you know, the DHS agents and stuff that are out here take them off immigration raids and make them have to protect their own federal facilities. So President Trump has decided that he is going to deploy not Oregon's National Guard, but California's National Guard, which he already has been fighting in court with Gavin Newsom over using those troops to protect federal facilities. So 300 California National Guardsmen on the way here to Portland, Oregon, as we speak, to hopefully relieve ICE and DHS and Border Patrol agents from having to waste their time protecting the federal facilities out here. Because again, they could be out on the streets, doing immigration raids rather than having to just, you know, guard their facility. That sounds like a good use for the National Guard. I don't know. It doesn't sound very controversial to me, but they are supposedly going to be here today. And if that's the case, it's going to get spicy out here tonight, guys. It's going to be spicy out here. And I'm going to try to get something for my throat and get back out there. Maybe a mask or something. I hate masks, but I guess I got to wear it. I'll be back with David Pollack coming up right after the break. Stay tuned.
This is undoubtedly one of the toughest announcements that I've ever personally had to make. But after the accident and turn four at the end of the Daytona 500, we've lost Dale Earnhardt.
Look, I'm not trying to frame myself as the GOAT, like a Dale Earnhardt who died with his boots on, sword in hand, or Michael Jordan, or Tom Brady, or Muhammad Ali. But the truth is, when it comes to information warfare and saving the American Republic, taking on the globalists, having the greatest effect, awakening Americans, people all over the world, InfoWars is the MVP. And the bad guys know that. That's why they come after us. That's why they sue us. That's why they attack us. Why they censor us, defank us, all of it. Because they see us as the lead elephant, the guy that has to be taken out. So ladies and gentlemen, we've survived so many deep state attacks and attempts to close our doors in the last 8 years. It's intensified the last year. And people kind of see it as a boy who cried wolf thing. I mean, you see it in the news. They're coming to shut us down. You see them send in armed private security with no court order. Bloomberg's group, The Onion, having fake auctions. And we keep surviving. And people say, well, you're invincible. But we've had big movements in state and federal court. So just please pray for InfoWars and pray for our future, because we are fighting so hard. This crew has put up with so much. And please, please remember that thealexjonesstore.com is not owned by me. And it's funny, the Alex Jones Network. So even if they shut this place down, the Alex Jones Network, Big League, our sponsor, will be funding the crew, the satellite uplinks, the servers, the studios, all of it, the legal. And that's why when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you support there. It has a giant effect. Plus, I only sell products that really work. The very best methylene blue, the very best bovine colostrum, the very best Shilajit Irish Sea Moss, the very best Spike Protein Detox Cardiovascular Booster Ultimate Life Force. These products are incredible. They have 5-star reviews, 80-plus percent reorder rates. But I need you to get off the bench and go try the products, plus the widest selection of Patriot apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. It has been your financing of us that has kept us on air, and I want to thank those that have supported and love the products. But I want to encourage those of you that see this broadcast like a Netflix show or NFL game or entertainment. This ain't entertainment. This is men and women in the arena fighting tyranny at point-blank range. The bad guys want us off the air because they know we are for real. So for legal defense and staying on the air and expanding the face of this tyranny, regardless of what happens, you decide whether we stay on air. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Throughout this week, we've got deals on bovine colostrum, on ultramethylene blue, all of it, where you buy one, get one free. But we're only running 2 days for each product. So check out whenever you watch this, which product is there, buy one, get one free. But everything's discounted at least 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. Whatever you do, check out the widest selection of some of the best designs of Patriot apparel in the world. Over 600 designs. It's actually annoying how many dinosaurs are. It takes a lot of time to go through it all. And wear these shirts, wear these ball caps, and experience what it's like to see how many people are awake. It is a real adventure. So thanks for your support. Whatever you do, spread the word, pray for the broadcast, and I thank you humbly for all you've done. Now take action now in the spirit of 1776 at thealexjonesstore.com. Wars take money to finance. It's an info war, and you are the info when you take action. Thank you so much.
Just to kind of keep going over that news here with President Trump deploying the National Guard from California into Oregon. Right after the show's over, I'm going to try to go and find them, actually, because they apparently are here somewhere already from California. Gavin Newsom throwing an absolute fit over it, of course, as usual, saying that he is suing President Trump for silencing speech of rioters, I guess. I mean, pretty crazy stuff here. But I wanted to bring in David Pollack, who follows this, follows news in general very, very closely. He's a guy I have a lot of respect for, hosts some of the best X Spaces on the platform, and he's also an attorney. David Pollack. I want to bring you in now. Welcome to the show.
Hey, brother. Actually, you host the best X Spaces on the platform. I learned from you.
Yeah. You look like you're in a much nicer place than I am right now, and it looks like there's a lot less tear gas in the air.
Well, hey, there's no tear gas. It's a nice breeze. I'm out here in Florida. And listen, I wish I could be there with you guys. I saw Chad Tatum got down there yesterday, and he's having fun with you guys. Look, I respect what you do, man, and I've always told you, you're one of the best independent journalists out there. And you always go right where the story is. And then they're making you the story because they don't want you telling the truth out there. And so what you're doing out there, you're coughing, you're gassed. I hope the people realize that what they're watching is that's what real journalism looks like, not the fake CBS reporters with their gas masks on pretending that federal officers are doing things inappropriate. It's guys like you going out there, getting the real story, getting attacked for it, and then bringing that information to the people. It's so important what you do and what people are able to see. Now, this is real journalism. And this is what platforms like InfoWars and X, it gives us the opportunity to come out there and show people what's really going on. So, Nick, kudos to you, man. And I would be out there breathing that gas with you if I could be. Trust me.
I really appreciate you, David. And it's I think that's why they are so openly hostile. The Portland police are so openly hostile toward reporters, not just arresting them like me, but also not protecting them when it comes to or punishing people who physically harm them, like Katie Davenport. But
right,
you know, I want to know from you, David, your thoughts on this. President Trump has been once again blocked by some activist judge out here from deploying the Oregon National Guard to protect the federal facilities out here that are under siege literally every single night. But now he's deploying the California National Guard, 300 troops, into Oregon today. They're on their way right now, apparently, and that's per Gavin Newsom. What are your thoughts on this, David?
Well, look, I think they underestimate President Trump. They keep thinking he's not able to do the things that he knows he's legally able to do. He surrounds himself by the smartest people, the smartest lawyers. He knows what's within his authority. And the fact that his judges can try to block certain aspects of what he's trying to do, but he's going to find a way. And this is a great example of Trump finding a way. And look at what they're blocking. They're blocking federal President Trump bringing in federal resources to help the Portland police stop people from breaking the law and committing essentially an insurrection. So you really have to ask, and you've been covering this perfectly, whose side are the Portland police on? Whose side are the governor and the mayor? And we've seen what they've said. There's no violence here. There's no reason. We don't need help here. Everything's just fine here. Yet people like you are on the ground showing the real story that it's not fine. And National Guard troops need to be there to protect Americans like you. And look, Army Dillon says she's personally going to look into your arrest. And why not? You have civil rights just like anybody else, right? And they're violating your civil rights by throwing you in jail for causes they don't even know why they're throwing you in jail. And the federal government has the authority, and not only that, the obligation to defend Americans anywhere in these United States when their civil rights are being violated. So President Trump is doing what he has to do. Sending the National Guard is the right move. And look, the court has made it clear the National Guard can't really engage in policing activities per se. What they can do is protect the federal officers, protect the federal facilities, and in doing that, it'll protect the people and journalists like yourself around those facilities. This is the best move.
Yeah, and I think it's long overdue. I mean, at what point do you, and I don't know the legality behind this, but at some point it was like, okay, if he's going to keep getting blocked by the courts from deploying National Guard, when do you just deploy active duty? When do you deploy Marines to the streets? I don't see anything bad about that at this point. You know, that you have the radical left that'll yell, scream, and whine about troops in the streets. But at this point, David, this is my thought, is that they want these DHS agents, these ICE agents, these Border Patrol agents to be tied up and distracted from being able to go out and conduct raids, much needed raids in the streets here in Portland and really elsewhere, because it seems like there's what exactly is the National Guard for if it's not for this? I don't understand. You know, not even protecting federal facilities? Is that the argument here?
I think, well, you're exactly right. This is exactly what you use the National Guard for, to maintain order. And look, the police department should be enforcing their laws. And this is the issue. You have the Portland Police Department not enforcing their laws, but instead almost enforcing the laws of Antifa. And this is the problem. And so when local law enforcement can't or won't do what's necessary to protect peace and security and safety, the National Guard has that obligation. That is exactly right. That's what they're there for. They're there to help in times where the local police departments may not be equipped to handle it. And that seems to be the case here. Now, more so than that, what troubles me is it seems that the reason why the Portland Police Department is standing down, the reason why they're hassling you, we've seen this in Chicago as well. The police there unwilling to assist National Guard when they're being attacked by terrorists, essentially. But I think, unfortunately, some of these mayors, some of these governors, these local leaders, they want this. I think they want this violence. I think they're encouraging it. I think they're inciting it. And if they impeach and try to charge President Trump federally with January 6th and inciting an insurrection, certainly the behavior we're seeing right now in Oregon and Illinois, this certainly meets that same criteria. So, hey, look, rule for thee and not for me. I'd like to see our Justice Department start investigating Government Pritzker out in Chicago. I would like, or in Illinois. I'd like to see the local leadership in Portland. If they're asking their officers to stand down or harass journalists, I'd like to see charges filed. Look, just because you're an elected official and just because you're elected by a state doesn't give you the right to violate federal law. And so, look, they're the one to set the standard that nobody's above the law. And it seems here they're trying to act above the law and in that violate people's civil rights. And so the National Guard needs to be sent in. Look, the Marines and military would be very limited in what they can do. They would only be able to protect federal property. And unfortunately, we would be putting them in like almost like a peacekeeper's role, which makes it dangerous because as we've seen, they're ramming vehicles, they're bringing weapons, explosives, guns. It really makes it dangerous for them in that situation.
What we really need to do is use our Justice Department to hold people accountable for allowing anarchy and allowing innocent Americans to be attacked.
Yeah, and I don't know if you heard about this, David, in Chicago, which is also a total hellhole.
Yeah.
ICE agents yesterday were rammed by someone and boxed in, forced to deploy their weapons, and the woman that rammed them ended up being armed. And the Chicago Police Department and the Broadview Police Department refused to assist agents that were under attack in the city yesterday. I mean, talk about wild. I mean, you're having agents being like literally at, there's a video of it somewhere. I haven't found it just yet, but the of them being surrounded by these goons and attacked by them, and they call them protesters that were shot. That's the headlines that they're going to use, is that a protester was shot. You know, we're not going to mention the fact that the Border Patrol agents were literally attacked by these people. I mean, where does this end, David?
It's not ending, unfortunately. It's just beginning. And I think they're wanting this to go much further. This was a fight that they've been asking for since Trump got elected. Remember, they tried this early on after Trump was elected with the Mexican flags and all this. We really need to find out who is funding these people. And that's the key, because you're exactly right. We saw what happened yesterday with that ramming attack. We have to find out who's funding it, who's organizing it, because I think it's just the beginning. It's going to get much worse. Now you're seeing people calling for additional violence, and nothing's happening to those people. So I think really what needs to happen is we need to start finding out who's organizing, because it will get much worse. And I worry for our journalists. I worry for our officers. I worry for our National Guardsmen, because this can't keep going on like this. These guys are just doing their job. These are mothers and fathers. These are Americans just doing what the constitutional their constitutional duty. And by the way, these people, these illegal aliens, they are not allowed to be just roaming around the country. The law requires them to be detained. So they're just doing their job. This is getting dangerous for them, and the anarchy has to stop.
Yep, David Pollack, thank you for joining us. Where do people find you? Hurry, you got 10 seconds.
At David Pollack USA on X and everywhere else. Thank you so much, Nick. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate you guys. And we will see you here next week, same time, InfoWars Sunday Briefing. Thank you, guys.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
I also notice your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I've been caught.
You got a little, did you find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
Yeah, AlexJonesStore.com. Check out the supplements we have, 25% off apparel. Methylene blue you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him while...
if you don't mind, I have a bottle that fills too.
You like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's not going to, you're not worried about it breaking open or.
No, like on the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a couple shots while I'm in here in lieu of coffee. You guys ran out of coffee, so I got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.